A nearly 190-year-old building in Oswego that most recently held Coleman's Irish Pub is the subject of a legal battle between the city and a local developer who says he wants to buy the building and renovate it. While the lawsuit drags on, the building, which over the years has housed a chandlery, customs office, and a fish market, continues to deteriorate. More from WRVO's Gino Gerentino.
Tom Millar told the Oswego Common Council last week his plan to purchase the building and renovate it into apartments, office space, and a restaurant was going smoothly until September of last year. That's when Millar said the city asked for proof of financing from him and his partners, and then reneged on the deal. Millar says that was not part of the contract, so he sued the city.
This behavior has set a precedent that where you shake people's hands and you vote in favor of their plans and you sign contracts with them, and if you back out, you make everyone involved look bad.
Oswego Renaissance Association Director Paul Stewart spoke at the council meeting in favor of Millar's plan to renovate the building.
One of the great things about the city is its historic buildings, without question. To let that building deteriorate would be a tragedy.
City officials won't talk about the issue because of the litigation, but issued a written statement saying Millar's lawsuit has no merit or legal basis. The city says it's working with engineers to protect the building from further decay. In Oswego, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.